If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It is time for the Spillover with Raph and AD, sponsored by our friends at Trade Us. Go to gotredeus.com, GOTREDAS, for all your grain marketing needs. Gentlemen, good to see you. Did you enjoy the British Open this weekend on the TV? Man, I'm sorry. Now you're on AD. Go ahead.
Yes. It was beautiful, man. Good morning. Gorgeous.
Good morning to
Sim,
you.
Sim, did you watch any of the British Open? I thought you might watch some.
No, I didn't. I was working and paying attention to the national political climate yesterday. Hello.
I did that
Sure. Raph, it was neutral. Yeah. So I watched that instead. And you said the golf got over at 12:30. Well,
I think the last putt was at 12:37 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not my Sunday morning routine to watch the British Open. It's not.
Again, Xander Schauffele. Yeah. So I told these guys, told Sip, AD, and Raph, it was the year of sh in golf. Scheffler, DeChambeau, Schauffele.
It's a good way to put it.
All the first time Americans have won all majors since 1982.
Can you name two in 82?
Tom Watson.
He won two in 82.
He won two.
Nice job, Raph.
Thank you.
Who was
the other half, AD. What was the question? 82.
AD's lost.
82.
1982, the last time that all Americans won all four majors. Tom Watson won two of them. Who were the other two guys that won a major that year?
You could get
Hal
one.
Hal Irwin.
No. It's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess. Incorrect, though.
Jack Nicklaus?
It's also not a bad guess. Incorrect.
It'd be hard to
give me a hint.
Okay. One of them has a great nickname.
Ooh.
And
Greg Norman.
And a fabulous mustache.
Greg Norman's from Australia.
Oh, yeah. It's not from...
A great nickname and a great mustache.
And a fabulous mustache.
The Walrus.
Yes. Good job.
Craig Stadler.
Raph. That's Thank good.
You. He Thank won you. The Masters, and the other person was Raymond Floyd. You would not have got
Ray Floyd. I would never got Ray Floyd.
So, yeah, that's the last time.
I'm impressed that Raph got that.
I had to redeem myself after Greg Norman.
I said, he's from Australia, so well, could not be Greg Norman.
He had a cool nickname. The Shark.
He did have a cool nickname. But
about that, though, the Americans sweep the majors. Mm-hmm. It's a big story.
It is a big story.
And then you got what, the Ryder Cup? So
Ryder Cup is in September. Keep on rolling. But it makes me, it bums me out that we used to have the PGA Championship in August. That was the final major. They moved it up to May because they moved the Players Championship to March. They moved it up, so everything's like kind of done now.
Yeah.
August. Yeah. There's the FedEx Cup playoffs, but nobody cares about that anymore. Well, like all done. these guys went to live. It changed all the stuff about the FedEx Cup, and so the season pretty much is over now. For golf, except the Ryder Cup in late September.
Yeah, but football season is commencing.
There we go.
Yes, we've got media days.
Thank God
tomorrow
for the Olympics.
Through Thursday.
It's Ryola time.
You don't watch much of the Olympics, though. You don't watch a lot of the Olympics.
No, I just heard the boys, the grandkids, talk about, what, Sudan? South Sudan about beat the Team USA?
It was close.
I don't understand that. That's hard to...
No.
Not only that upsets happen, and you just never know. You just never know. And then USA came back and hammered France, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jake, that's my knowledge.
No, I forgot.
That's the kids talking over wings.
I want to share one more thing regarding golf because these guys appreciate this. I was telling you guys in the group chat. We have a group chat too, by the way. I'm in the group chat with these guys.
Hello.
Okay. Wow.
That Xander Schauffele, who won the British Open, was introduced to cigars at age 10 by his father. He's been smoking stogies since he was in fifth.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Great. Yeah. Now, we all like a good stogie here. At least us three.
Yeah, you three do.
We like stogies. I mean, can you imagine puffing a stogie fifth grade, AD and Raf? Fifth grade.
Not for punishment.
You don't enjoy that in fifth grade, probably. I can't imagine he would like that.
He's been doing it for a long time now.
He's a cigar aficionado. He's been doing it for 20 years. He's 30 years old right now.
Probably really good cigars. Probably not Swisher Sweets.
No.
Those aren't black and milds in the golf bag.
I did the Swisher Sweet thing for a long time. In fact, the top of my truck was brown. I couldn't start it without a cigar.
Nice cigar.
And then I got a spot on my lung, and I quit that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough.
Yeah. Got a bad read at the doctor, and that was it for that. I quit that day.
How old were you?
Oh, I mean, I must have been in my mid-30s.
This was every day you smoked a cigar?
It was an incredible bad habit.
Walk us through this one.
Well, I'll walk you through it this way. I was spending, I didn't really understand it till I quit, how much I was spending. Mm-hmm. I was buying three packs a day. You know, like five packs, six packs. But still, that was, I mean, I was spending like a car payment a month.
In the Black and Milds?
No, Swisher Sweets.
Swisher Sweets, yeah.
Yeah, and I would smoke all levels of Swisher Sweets. I'd get the fat one sometimes, get the skinny one sometimes, get the tip sometimes, not the tip sometimes. It was just whatever they had, basically.
Yeah.
I just liked the taste, and it was a habit. I couldn't start my – I almost literally couldn't drive without having one.
Mm.
Yeah, and the top of my truck was brown. The top.
How many years did this last
I'd
for?
Say it lasts 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. So that's a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yeah,
every time he drove.
But then I had a brown spot in my, or I had a little spot in my lung, and they said, yeah, you probably need to stop immediately.
Okay.
You're like, and I'm
done.
So. I'm
done. Cold turkey, you stop.
Bam.
That's great. Well, a reminder, tomorrow we're going to be at Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis through Thursday. Nebraska's Day is Wednesday. So I'll be in Indy. You'll Wednesday. Be here. You're flying out 11 o'clock tomorrow to Indy.
To Indy, yes.
And I'll see you on this at Lucas Oil on Wednesday and Thursday, and then you depart.
Have you guys heard? I mean, you guys, especially AD, pay attention to flight stuff. They had a lot of problems with flights.
It was a disaster. I got some buddies that are...
Is it okay now?
Yeah.
There were buddies that I knew, just friends I knew, that have been in airports or had to stay in their respective towns overseas, both and here in the U.S., for an extra 2 or 3 days.
Is that right?
Because it was so backed up. Heck, a mutual friend of ours, Kevin Kite, buddy of ours, drove from Jacksonville to Orlando late last night. To get a flight of Orlando. How far is it from Jacksonville to Orlando?
I should know that.
4 hours,
it's a
maybe.
Ways. It's a ways.
It's a nice little drive.
Oh, 3 hours, 25 minutes. Let's guess. That's a guess.
I don't know, but it's a drive. It's further than we were supposed to go.
It's only 2 hours.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
I was with, but then if you got traffic, then
2 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah. So just the hassle of renting a car. He had his family with him.
Yeah,
a few folks, friends that I had their families. One family, friends had five kids with him. And they were there for an extra 2.5 days.
That's a lot.
Oh.
No hotels. Had to find accommodations. Yeah. But that
how do you find accommodation with no hotel? What do you do there?
They had to just keep looking. I think they ended up getting something like 1.5 hours outside of town or something like that.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
So no residual problems at airports, you don't think, though? You think everything's...
I would think you'd
so
be
far,
okay now.
So far today, I think everything's going good.
Okay.
You flying out of Lincoln or Omaha, Sip?
Lincoln. Should be no
but
problem.
But tomorrow, not today. Tomorrow.
You shouldn't have any problems, man.
Yeah.
He flies private.
Going ahead.
I don't know what we're doing, though. I don't know where we... I mean, I imagine we have a connecting flight, right?
What airline?
Yeah, you're not going straight to Indy from
no,
Lincoln.
I don't even know
where you're
going.
Actually,
United.
If it's Lincoln, you're going United.
Yeah, you're going to Chicago.
Chicago or Denver.
Okay.
The university don't let you guys hitch a ride on the plane? Or?
No, they would not welcome me at all on that plane.
How'd you get on the plane? What the?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Welcome me.
Get him off.
What are you doing here?
Give him a parachute. I will see you guys tomorrow from Indy.
Okay.
Be fun. So the drive with the RAF, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sippel. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.